Hi, Commander Wiz Withers here with Military Leadership Blog. I had lunch with a good friend of mine last week, and she said something that I had never, ever heard before. And now let me set this up. This woman, I've known her for a number of years, and she says that she's on her third career. I mean, she's been a licensed professional engineer. She has been a senior officer in the U.S. military. And currently, she's a business owner. She owns a marketing firm with several national known clients and a whole host of smaller ones as well. So when it comes to leadership, I really respect this woman's opinion because of her knowledge and her experience in so many different areas. And as we were just finishing up lunch, I just kind of casually asked her, I said, you know, with all of the different industries you've been in, and most of them being dominated by men, at least numerically, who would you say were your role models? And she didn't answer. She just sat there stirring her coffee. And I'm thinking, well, she's just kind of thinking about who, you know, they would be and how she would answer the question. And she says, well, she says, I don't like this question. And I'm thinking, well, do I need to rephrase it another way? And she says, the reason I don't like it is because I don't like my answer. I mean, I'm being truthful when I say this, but most people don't understand it. And I said, well, if you're trying to get me curious as to what your answer is, it works, okay? I gotta know now, please tell me. And with a very, very serious look on her face, she says, I don't have any role models. She says, as a matter of fact, I really don't believe in the role model concept for me. I said, wow. I mean, does that mean you consider yourself like a self-made woman? And she goes, no. She says, I'm not saying that I have all the answers. I don't want to sound like I'm being arrogant or smug or anything like that. She says, but when I think of the term role model, I think of somebody that I would want to emulate or somebody that I would like to model my life after. And she says, I think that's a bad way to think. She says, when I'm faced with a tough decision, I don't want to look outside of myself and say, how would so-and-so handle this? I need to look inside myself and say, what is the right thing for me to do based on my integrity, based on my experience, my values, and my judgment? She says, I've learned a lot from other people, and there are some, you know, some things I've picked up along the way. You know, so I'm not saying I know all the answers, but I don't have any role models because I need to concentrate looking more within than without. You know, and I've thought about that many times since our conversation, and I know I have some role models. I mean, one of my big ones is Admiral Chester Nimitz, the Pacific Fleet commander of the U.S. fleet in World War II, just for the way he handled everything that happened during that four-year period. And I told her, I said, well, you and I probably, you know, disagree on that. And she says, that's fine. She says, role models work for you. She says, I'm not telling people not to have them. I'm just saying that for me, you know, the concept, you know, really just doesn't fit. And I've been thinking about that because I've never heard anybody say that before. And I'm just really curious, you know, this, for those of you that are listening to this, you know, what are your thoughts on this? You know, is it important for a leader to have a role model or multiple role models? Or is it more important for that leader to be able to look inside himself or herself and, you know, like my friend suggests, and make decisions based on that? Or do you think it's a combination of the two? You know, if you do have some thoughts on this, please feel free to leave your comments on the blog. And I look forward to welcoming you to our community. So until next time, for Military Leadership Blog, I'm Commander Wiz Withers, and thanks for listening.